Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jill Dunn, and I'm going to be introducing today's episode solo, but don't worry, Carlene will be joining us in just a few moments with our guests. So today's episode is a topic that we've wanted to cover for such a long time, and finally, we are able to deliver it. So the topic of today's chat is, what's the real tea on celebrity beauty lines? And frankly, there are just so many. It's just every other week, there's a new celebrity coming out with a line. So we needed to recruit some help to help us review these products. And so our guests today are James Welsh and Robert Welsh. They are the twin brothers behind the UK-based Double Cleanse podcast. Robert is a professional makeup artist, and James is a self-proclaimed skincare enthusiast. And together, they've earned nearly 2 million YouTube subscribers and nearly 500,000 combined followers on Instagram. And honestly, what people really like about James and Robert and their content is they're just very, very honest and straightforward with their opinions, but they also just have a lot of fun with the content that they create. Their weekly podcast, it ranges in topics from dealing with pimples and how to perfect your makeup to the realities of social media influencing and advertising. I really like how in-depth they get with their tips and tricks, but most importantly, like I said, they just have fun with it. Like, James just did this whole video about debunking skincare myths he sees on TikTok. And Robert, he has this whole series about doing his makeup while also telling you ghost stories. It's so much fun. So on to today's episode, we're going to talk about why celebrity beauty has become such a massive trend, particularly in this past year. Then we're going to get into some reviews. We're going to let you know what's good, from JLo Beauty to Lauren Conrad, plus Halsey's line About Face. We're going to give you a sneak peek at Dolly Parton's debut fragrance dropping this summer. And a friendly reminder that every single thing that we talk about today, we will link to it over on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. And because this is a true pod swap, Robert and James were kind enough to host us on the Double Cleanse podcast this week as well. We'll link to that in our show notes, but you can also find it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We're chatting about all of the most iconic people and products and moments in beauty that have truly changed the future of beauty and culture forevermore. So we have such a fun chat over there, so you're not going to want to miss it at all. Lots of hot takes. So without further ado, here they are, James and Robert Welsh.
Hey.
So I think it's time to dive into our topic of the day. And it's all about the real tea behind the latest celebrity brands that have come to light in the last year. I feel like in the last 6 months, it's just been like every other day you're seeing a celebrity step in to get their piece of the beauty pie. So in the last month, even, we've had Covey Skin debut, and that's from that model, Emily DiDonato. I haven't tried that yet. Kris Jenner just confirmed to Wall Street Journal yesterday that she has a skincare line coming. Hailey Bieber just filed the trademark for Rode. It goes on and on and on. Fenty Hair is dropping soon, if the internet is to be believed. And yesterday, Kris Jenner and Chrissy Teigen launched a whole personal care home line of cleaning products. So it just doesn't stop. Why do you think this deluge of launches is happening right now?
We were discussing this the other day because we feel like celebrity brands were such a huge thing years ago when they were all launching fragrances, right? And every celebrity had a fragrance. It was like the in thing to do. Yeah. And then it just kind of went silent. I think with the rise of influencers and influencer marketing, and I guess people feeling like they can trust influencers more over celebrities. And I personally kind of feel like celebrities want a taste of that now. They want to put their names back out there. They still want to be the authority on beauty in general, I guess. So I think as far as skincare goes, it's seen such a surge in popularity, especially over the last year with lockdown and people wanting to experiment with their skin more. I feel like just everyone kind of wants a bit of the pie now.
I feel like it's probably like investors as well who are sitting down with them and going, you know what? Where are you going to be in 10 or 20 years? Like, are you going to be the next Lindsay Lohan where like you had your moment and now you're dead broke, you know?
Exactly.
And I feel like it's the same thing with the influencers, right? They're going, this could all disappear. Like YouTube could go away. What are you going to have that's long lasting? Or how many buckets are you going to have your hands in? And people are just like, oh yeah, like why would I go do a Lancome campaign where I'm going to make this much for one hot minute? I could just own the whole thing. And I feel like they've made white labeling so easy. That people can right? And you see that. And I think that's part of what we wanted to talk to you about is just like what makes for a successful celeb brand and what makes for a shitty one.
Yeah.
Because you see those too, right?
I think there's two skincare launches, more recent ones, well, recent-ish, maybe within the last year, that just make sense by two celebrities. Am I allowed to say the
name
names
them
now?
Name them. We'll get into it
Fenty
more later.
Fenty Skin. Yeah. Okay, cool. Perfect. Yeah. So Fenty Skin and Human Race for me feel so genuine, appropriate, I guess, and they just make sense with who that celebrity is. Pharrell Williams has looked the same age for as long as we've been alive.
you know. True.
And people want to know, and his work, he's talked about how his work with his dermatologist, all that, it makes sense. Fenty Skin was a natural progression from makeup. I think Rihanna, as a businesswoman, it just makes sense. It doesn't feel like a cash grab. You know, she's obviously making money, but it's the next best thing to do. J-Lo Beauty feels like it should have been done when J-Glo was all the rage. It feels almost 5-10 years too late. But then we talk about things like Jackie Aina, whose candles we love, and she's a beauty YouTuber, but her candles make sense because that's part of her branding, you know? So
you always see her in her home and everything. Totally agree.
Exactly.
Yeah, and candles make sense as part of the process of self-care, I guess, to a lot of people. So,
And you can just tell, I feel like, when it is inauthentic. Like, I don't want to name names, but I was on a Deathside debut of this skincare launch from a celebrity who maybe had her heyday like 20 years ago. And you can really tell it's just like a white label thing. And, you know, the editors were asking questions like this. I was uncomfortable. You know what I mean? They're like, what do you do for like, what do you recommend for acne? And she starts talking about hyaluronic acid. And I'm going, somebody help, you know, like it was
somebody step in. This is a thing I notice a lot with celebrity brands. It's because and they don't know anything. And it's kind of like you don't even know the ingredients in your product. And as I was reacting, I do reaction videos to people's makeup routines. And I was watching a Kylie Jenner routine. And the way she was promoting her product was, I like this primer because I like the primer and it's nice. It's like, okay, but tell me what it does. Why do you like it? What does it do to your skin? What are the ingredients? Yeah. Why have you chosen those ingredients for fragrance? You know,
I do feel like that's the difference between what people actually expect, though, from a celebrity versus an influencer line. I feel like people expect the celebrity to almost be a face rather than be as involved as an influencer is expected to, in a way.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. And Robert, just before we get into specifics, I know that you did a video last year and actually it was all about the brands you're not really going to talk about anymore on your channel. And two of them happened to be celebrity lines. One was Florence by Mills and the other was House Labs by Lady Gaga. And we get a lot of people asking us about Florence by Mills. So I was just curious why you had made that call.
Yeah, there was a few reasons. If I'm talking more product-wise, I think it was very... So there's a few things. It was a very, very good timing. I have to admit that it was a very good opportunity. However, for me personally, it did feel I'm not the target audience for Florence by Mills by a long shot. I'm male and older than 16. And I'm just not really the target audience. But it did seem a little bit like, again, I hate to say it, a cash grab. Of course, everything we do is for money, to make money, because, you know, careers. But it did feel like a little bit more like a cash grab. And again, when you listen to, there was that infamous video of Millie Bobby Brown washing her face with her cleanser, but you could hear skin rubbing on skin and she wasn't actually using the cleanser. And it's a little bit like, okay, so are you that invested in your products that I would then use it? If you're not using it, why am I going to use it?
Totally.
If you're not using this product that you love and created from your heart, you're supposed to, then why are you not using a cleanser on a live stream? You know, it just doesn't make sense to me, so I'm not touching it.
Yeah, and I feel like the House Labs, I was really bummed Lady Gaga just didn't put her name on it. And like, you know, I feel like her whole following is so many people who love makeup and love to express themselves through makeup.
Yes,
and it just, I felt like it fell flat.
I just always imagine what it could have been. And I think that's every time I look at it, it looks kind of white label, generic. Mm-hmm. I've seen the packaging. Actually, I can probably look on Amazon and find the packaging, in my opinion, allegedly. But I just felt like it fell flat, and the quality it could have been and how amazing it could have been. Mm-hmm. If I just think of everything she's done, all the theming, the way her mind works, I don't feel that's her in that brand.
Yeah.
Is how I see it. And I bought some of her products and they were fine. Mm-hmm. But that's as far as I would go as subscribed and fine and okay. Yeah.
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 Agree. Okay.
And now an important pause from one of today's show sponsors, She's Birdie. I want to share a story with you that I recently saw in my neighborhood online chat room. It was about an elderly woman who was being harassed on her front lawn by a couple of fraudsters. They'd robbed her once of her jade jewelry and they'd come back to try it again. Her daughter caught it all on video and she posted it. And of course, the rest of us in the community, we were outraged. We were trying to make suggestions on what could be done to help. And one of the solutions that the daughter herself had offered her mom was a personal safety alarm that sounds a really loud noise when you pull the handle. And I thought that was super smart and made a lot more sense than, say, pepper spray. And I knew exactly what the daughter was talking about because I own a personal safety alarm myself. It's from a company called She's Birdie. It's brightly colored or black if you prefer, roughly the size of a large lighter. And it comes with a large brass keychain that you can clip onto your bag or your belt buckle. And when you pull out the pin, a 130 decibel siren starts going off with a flashing strobe light to create a diversion and signal to other people that this person is in danger. It's basically like a personal car alarm. That's how loud it is. So this is going to be my new best friend next time I'm in a parking garage. And I think a lot of you would like this if you're running by yourself or just whenever you want to feel more secure. I love that. Right now, She's Birdie is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase when you go to shesbirdie.com/breaking. Go to She's Birdie, spelled shesbirdie.com/breaking for 15% off. That's shesbirdie.com/breaking. We're going to link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. And now back to our chat.
So let's get into specifics and give the people what they want.
Yeah.
So yes. This is like a lot of people come to, I think, our show and to your show for honest reviews. So that's what we're going to do. So Real Talk with Lauren Conrad Beauty. I know she came out with makeup and now she has skincare. And full disclosure, we requested this line a few different times and the PR would not send it to us unless we agreed in advance to feature her as a guest, which we weren't comfortable doing. That was a first.
There's some tea, guys. There's some tea.
That was a first. but, you know, our audience genuinely wants to know about the line, and we haven't personally had a chance to try it. I know you all have. So let's hear it. What have you tried? The makeup, the skincare, and what was the standouts?
So I haven't used the makeup. Okay. So
yeah, I've tried the skincare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just touching on what you said as far as the PR team, there is nothing. There's nothing. If you hop onto YouTube, which is pretty much the modern day Google search for a lot of people, mm-hmm. you find 2 reviews about the skincare, possibly a handful for the makeup.
Even
whoever was doing the PR for this, in my personal opinion, has missed. Or like undervalued influencer marketing, or you know, to start like guest starring on podcasts, or how that works, and how that naturally works as well,
and how many people it reaches. I don't.
Yeah,
really
I know no one who was gifted this line. I know no one who, which you know, not to sound like snobby, but a lot of us get gifted everything, basically, because that's how you know influencer marketing works. But there's nothing. There's just not enough about this, and that just again makes me think, like you were saying, like. Is this just a cash grab? Like, let's get a few products out. Let's sell it in. Oh, what's a shop they sell it in?
I don't even know. I imagine it will be in like Anthropology.
No. Definitely gives off that vibe.
I think it's they sell it in one shop. Consumer. I'm not sure.
Is it?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah. That's, no one knows anything about it.
Right.
No one knows anything about
it. Unfortunately, we've been crossed off that list. But how was the skincare?
The skincare is. Actually very basic in a very nice way. It's everything you expect of Lauren Conrad. It's the LA girl who wants her products vegan, clean, all natural. You know, it's very much that aesthetic. You know, that's not my personal kind of, you know, what I like to have in skincare, but it suits her brand perfectly. The products are basic in a good way in the sense that they just do what they need to do without a lot of what people call fillers or nasties, you know, they're like paraben free. And so I've got in front of me, I've got the cleansing balm.
Okay.
Which is just like a makeup removing balm. Again, to look at very, very, very cheap packaging, very difficult to take lids off. It's just a very generic white cleansing balm, makeup removing balm. Mm-hmm. Smells like nothing. Smells potentially white label. It's all very, like a little bit. It's just a bit too
very,
plain,
very
right?
bland.
But you know what? It does its job. It's nothing to write home about. It does what it needs to do. If I'm in a rush and I just want to get my layers of sunscreen off, this is what I'm happy to dig my fingers in and, you know, not use sparingly. I don't want to enjoy the experience. I just want it off my face. Whereas other cleansing balms and oils, it's a whole experience. You know, you have the scents in there. You have the feeling and the massaging. Whereas this is like, get it off my face, rinse away, whatever.
Right.
Done job kind of thing.
Right.
And I feel like that's the vibe of a lot of her products. I have also the face cream for combination to oily skin. Mm-hmm. Again, no fragrance, no smell, generic white looking gel cream.
Yeah.
And again, nothing special, nicely hydrating. There's a lot of nice ingredients there, actually, like licorice root extract.
For brightening, right?
Vitamin C for brightening, yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of the ingredients, again, aren't exciting.
Yeah.
But they're nice. They're nice, like everyone can benefit from them. I don't think anyone should avoid this brand in particular. Should you go out searching for it? Because you have to, because you can't find it anywhere, really. Absolutely not. But, you know, if you want overall healthier, brighter, more vibrant, well-moisturized and hydrated looking skin, the basic products that her line offer are good.
Right. And they're probably what, like $30?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like minimalist formulas around $30. That's kind of what so many brands are doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you said no fragrance, they really have no fragrance.
Oh, they smell like nothing.
I just nearly passed out trying to inhale a smell. I was really trying to smell something. There's
nothing there. Absolutely nothing.
Well, I will say that is somewhat unique in a cleansing balm. Because
some people
cleansing
love that
balms
as well.
Have a real scent to it. So, fragrance-free cleansing balm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, and essentially that's why I feel like for me, the only thing I think about when I look at this brand and use it is the missed opportunities, because yeah. this is a brand that essentially a lot of people are after nowadays. Very, very yeah. simple, minimal ingredients, fragrance-free, synthetic preservative-free. Again, not all things I prefer, but things that a lot of people are after, mm. especially her demographic. And I just feel like, again, unless you are following Lauren Conrad, mm. you could have missed this completely.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Okay. You're right.
So let's move on to J.Lo Beauty, because
yes.
honestly, that was probably one of the most buzziest. And maybe it was surprising because it's like she already kind of went down this beauty path a while ago yeah. and had her glow moment. And who tried it? Who tried it here?
I've tried it.
So
have you guys tried,
okay.
it?
Tried it?
Did you guys? Okay.
No, I was going to be sent PR and then I dropped a video.
Oh.
about, you know, so like an anti-haul. And I had a few words about the line and how it was marketed and stuff.
Okay, let's hear it. You know, let's hear it.
But yeah, let's hear the prequel.
One thing, like we were talking about earlier, that separates celebrity lines and the way celebrities kind of do business to influencers is the openness and the truthfulness. Yeah. And kind of like when you can tell there's been a marketing team behind something. And one thing J.Lo and her team said about this brand was, you know, it's all about the olive oil. I think the olive oil was what really kicked up a fuss within the skincare community about how dermatologists would never recommend putting olive oil on your skin. And although it's nicely formulated into this product and it'll be absolutely fine on your skin, I think attaching everything that's worked for you to this one DIY at home in your kitchen product just didn't make a lot of sense nowadays. Mm-hmm. Back, you know, 5 years ago, even when, you know, it was more about those DIY masks, and, you know, avocado and honey is all you need for your face. It would have made sense. It would have been a great selling point. But now people are more along the lines of like human race, like, who have you worked with this? You know, what's the science right. behind your product? You know, mm-hmm. do you actually use these products? Really, even if it's just inspired by what you use, say that. For me as well, I think the price point was a big issue in the sense that part of her story was how they used olive oil, her and her family used olive oil because it was affordable and it's all they had. And then she was like, so I know what it's like to want these products and not be able to afford them. And it's some of the most expensive celebrity skincare products, I think, that have been released within the last year. Yeah. So there's just a lot of the marketing claims
yeah.
and
mm-hmm. yeah.
terms that I was a bit like, this falling a little bit flat. And I thought the packaging was really cheap. Again, to look at again, it was just a bit outdated, I would say.
Right.
It all felt very outdated. And as we said, years ago, would have made perfect sense. She's stunning, like stunning. She's beautiful. The best Selena to ever happen ever. but I think people just want realism. Yeah. Like, okay, that's great. But what else do you do?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Totally. I hear all of that feedback. I wanted to give it a go. And first of all, her tagline is very good. It says, beauty has no expiration date. And I was like, yeah, you're 51. You look absolutely yeah. incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I feel like all of this hinges from that Super Bowl moment where people were just like, wait, how old are you?
No, I think it was
in
from,
many ways.
I think it was from Hustlers.
Oh, and Hustlers. Yeah,
like,
that's right.
She looked absolutely.
Like, I want what she has.
She
and
looked
then
absolutely
she went on the
insane.
Record and was like, I've never done Botox. And remember that whole fiasco? So
yeah.
Now she's bottled it.
Yeah.
So let's
hear
it, Jen.
There's six skincare products. The prices range from $39 to $79 is the most expensive, and that's US dollars. And but I wanted to go back and see how much money she made from J.Lo Glow, the fragrance. So iconic,
ooh,
right?
Yes.
It was like in that frosted glass. It was like shaped like her. It had that like diamante like pendant on it that said J.Lo.
Yeah.
And she did, over the course of having that franchise within Glow, she had 18 different versions of fragrances with Coty under a licensing deal.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And in the first year of J.Lo Glow being on sale, it racked up $100 million in sales. 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So like, think about that amount of money. She was a huge pop star at the time, right? She was like Jenny from the Block, and she had all of these other ventures, and far and away, she was making the most money just off of her perfume. So I understand why she was like, okay, Kylie is a billionaire. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'm 51 and I look this good. Move over.
Yes.
So I understand actually why she got into this. And she says it's based on her five S's, which are sleep, sunscreen, serum, supplements, and sano, which is a Spanish phrase that she says it's all about living a healthy, sane life. So that's what she says. So in terms of all of the products that I tried, I would say, first of all, I like that she put her name on it. Unlike the Lady Gagas of the world and the Millie Bobby Browns, yeah. She called it JLo Beauty into it. And I feel like it is all really on brand for her. The names are called That Hit Single. They're called Blockbuster. I don't know. It feels authentic to her in that way. Okay. Yeah. I've tried a lot. I think, what should I talk?
Which one gives you the glow? The JLo glow. That's so what I want to know. Yeah.
The JLo glow is this highlight booster. It's called That Star Filter. There's four different shades and it's $39. So it's like a highlighter complexion booster. And I'll put it on my hand here. I think if you bought this, you would get exactly the type of JLo glow that she's selling. Ooh, it's basically her glow bottled. And I like that it's not too shimmery. I think she's also thought about the age in this. Like she's not targeting 20-year-olds anymore. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's good. It's not the best highlighter I've ever used, but I do think it gives you that JLo glow. But I will say the one thing that if I were to buy anything from this skincare line, it would be, it's called That Blockbuster Wonder Cream. It's $58. If you like a La Mer texture or a Charlotte Tilbury, like it's like you can see I can go like this.
Like thickness.
It's very,
I was flipping it upside down. Nothing's coming out of that jar.
Yeah, it's very, very thick and luxurious. And so you could almost see it being like a makeup primer. This is like for someone who has really dry skin. I don't have that. But the second I stuck my finger in it, I was like, she probably took Charlotte Tilbury's magic cream to the lab and was like, do this for a lot cheaper.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Unsubstantiated.
You know?
And one thing I just wanted to, before we move on to the next one, I just wanted to circle back to something that Robert, oh no, I'm getting you guys confused.
I'm Robert.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
I wanted to circle back to the comment about the PR not sending the product once they saw your video. Because I did want to just make a quick note that there was another celebrity brand that I had called in for a different episode. And the PR had said to me something along the lines of, can we guarantee it will be a positive review if we send it to you? I was so shocked in that moment because, first of all, no one had ever said that to me before. And it was just so blatant. I was like, don't you know this email is like a receipt right here? Like I'm not that person, but this
but
could
you are,
easily
you're talking
end
about
up
right
on
now.
but I'm not naming names.
Yes,
I'm not naming
sure.
names. Yes, but sure. other like it could have ended up on Estee Lauder, right? Like I wouldn't do that. I didn't do that. But I'm just saying, like, I just think those tactics don't really work in this day and age. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think people appreciate as well that you don't just review a and this is what some brands don't understand. When they say we need a good review, it's like, I'm going to review it for me and consider other people as well. So although it may not be good for my oily skin, it may be good for a drier skin. It's just so dishonest. I just don't like
there's some amazing brands who've I've completely like ripped into in my videos and they've contacted me, like Kiehl's, for example, are amazing. Like they've stopped trying now, bless them. But the first time I talked about their products, I was like, I don't like these. These don't work for my skin. You might like it. And they got in touch and was like, you might like these products instead. You know, try out these. And like, it's when brands are more about what's your honest feedback that you do feel they care a lot more about that feedback and actually take on and are wanting to change their formulas and improve.
Yes,
and,
totally
you know, rather
agree.
Than just wanting to make the money from a positive review.
Right.
Totally, totally agree.
Jumping in for a moment to let you know about one of our show partners, Kula. So Kula Sun Silk Drops SPF 30 are award-winning, and honestly, I can see why I love this product because it really allows me to customize my sun protection. So what's so great about it? I'm actually holding it right here and it's in a frosted pink glass bottle and it has a dropper top. So the dropper really allows you to wear it in a bunch of different ways. So you can put the product itself into your palms and put the SPF right onto your face. It's not greasy. There's no white cast. I absolutely love that. But if you prefer, you can also add a few drops to your foundation and wear it that way. or you can add a few drops to your favorite existing moisturizer. And you know, Kula, they really have daily protection on lock. They have their full spectrum 360-degree technology, and that also helps to mitigate the effects of blue light, infrared, and pollution. So we know that Kula has pioneered healthy sun protection, but I'm really interested in their whole new organic skincare range. So they have barrier protection creams, and one product that caught my eye that I just saw on their website is this Reawakening Rosewater Mist Face Spray, and it's in a bright pink packaging that looks perfect to quench skin on those hot summer days. So I can't wait to check that out. Great news for our Breaking Beauty fam. We actually have an exclusive discount code for you to try this for yourself. So if you want to give your skin what it's really craving, check out the new Kula Organic Skincare on Kula.com. We'll even give you 10% off your first order with the code BEAUTY. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. Once again, it's 10% off your first order with our code BEAUTY at Kula.com. Now back to the show.
What's the next big buzzy one? We haven't talked about Face yet, Halsey's brand. Who's tried that one?
Okay. So I've tried that one. I did a whole like first review of this, and I actually recorded the video twice. And this is my reason. So the first time I used these products, in particular, the fluid eye paints, which are these small, tiny liquid eyeshadows that, in all honesty, are quite difficult to use. Mm. I've used liquid eyeshadows before, of course. I've used any kind of formula of eyeshadow. These almost dry to like a... It's, you know, when you use acrylic paint, like actual acrylic paint, and if you leave a tiny bit on like a brush or like a palette, the next day it'll have this layer, but underneath it's still wet.
Yeah.
Mm. It's almost like it grows a skin, and it's very difficult to move around and manipulate. So I gave up and had a sulk, and I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. and then filmed the video the next day, and I was like, okay, let me approach this from... I actually watched Halsey, whose brand it is, I watched her video on it, and I watched Nikki Tutorials do it. And they were like, let me just do it with my fingers. And they were just creating whatever they wanted. So I went in with the same approach and did that and actually enjoyed using the products.
Okay.
So all the other kind of base products, like the highlighter, the liquid highlighter, the powder, the lip glosses, are all fine. They're all good products. Liquid highlighter is actually a really nice highlighter. It doesn't have glitter. It looks like healthy skin. It looks like a glow from within, like a nice serum that just happens to make your skin look amazing. But I do have an issue as, oh, I use the pens. I forgot the name of them. Oh, I threw them away. I'm looking for them and they're in the bin. But they're like wind up, you know, like stick eyeshadows. Some of the most awful products I've used, the stick eyeshadows, I didn't end up using them as much as I did in my second review. They're just very difficult to use. And I think a lot of people are saying things like, you know, this brand isn't meant to be used in like an artist way. It's not meant to be pretty. It's not. But then that cuts half a target audience out. It cuts off, you know, your
everyday makeup
enthusiasts, and leaves those people that are like, I want to be an artist. Not everyone wants to be an artist, you know? Mm. The idea for brand, this is what I would have expected from Lady Gaga. If that makes sense. You go into the website and it's like an art installation. It's like you're in the Tate Modern and you don't understand the art, but you know it's art, you know, and like, you know, things are happening. And the products were, it's like they work for her and the whole concept. The face products, amazing. Eye products need a second look at. They need a dive into be like, how can we make these work easier? They don't blend well on brushes. They smudge well with a finger, but what doesn't, you know? It was just very difficult to use. And I think and I've seen a lot of people say this, and I think for professional makeup artists to be like, this is difficult when they've probably used loads of different textures on loads of different skin textures to be like, this product is difficult. It's a little bit like, okay, it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
And I find it a little bit like excluding some people.
I got the whole collection and I honestly feel like I don't even know where to start. And I think you're touching on it, because I was just like, they're all in these like mad cool like foil packages and just, I feel like the I'm like, I guess the lip liners, they look creamy. Like, I don't know, you know?
Right. It's slightly intimidating. It comes in from that point of view where it's like, you know what, a certain kind of person uses these products. You're not invited.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, I kind of want to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, can I just sneak in? And there's a few brands actually that I think you can get that kind of feeling from, where it's like, it's just for this kind of person.
Right.
And it kind of makes you feel a little bit left out. Whereas I know they're trying to be like, it's creative and it's artistry and anything goes. And it's like, well, some people don't feel like that. Some people don't feel creative. Some people don't feel like an artist. They just want to put a color on and be like, yeah, I enjoyed using that.
Right. Yeah.
And I think when it comes to a product, you don't enjoy using it, that's when the brand have messed up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I liked about Rare Beauty, to be honest, the Selena Gomez line. I felt like that was very much that inclusive energy where it's like anybody, it was just more user friendly. It's like the average girl could use it and not be like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I adore Rare Beauty. I think it's one of the best celebrity brands like ever. Yeah.
I think, in general, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every product that comes out, I try and sit there and it's so hard to review a product because I think people expect a form of criticism.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, well, I guess it could be shinier, which isn't even, it isn't even a Christmas. It could feel, when they did a Christmas release, it could feel more Christmassy. Yeah. But it's not even, it just isn't even a criticism because every product is perfect. It's perfection. It works really well on all skin.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But
love them.
They had enough innovation that made it unique to me where it was just like everything wore well, except that the liquid eyeliner did transfer on me. Like,
I haven't tried that.
Instantly it transferred. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Oh, no.
But guys, anyway, just as the devil's advocate here, I'm sorry I am saying it though. What about, like, if you were to walk into that store, there's no pictures of Selena Gomez around, you wouldn't have a clue it was her line. What does it have to do with Selena Gomez? Just saying, the products are great. I'll give them all of that. But certainly does not say Selena Gomez to me.
This is what I was about to say is, she is... I wouldn't expect her to come out with a makeup line. I think she's a very amazing line, but I think she's very random. Like, I wouldn't have thought it at all. Maybe like a healthy lifestyle line, but Selena Gomez makeup is not, she's not someone people relate to.
Agree.
I think she has a massive following, but I think it's like, for me, when I see that they don't put their actual name on it, it pisses me off. I'm like, put your name on it. Don't just cut the check behind the scenes.
See, I don't mind that because I think what she's done with her brand in particular, she's made this kind of, exactly what you said a minute ago, she's made this kind of like welcoming feeling about the brand. Mm-hmm. Every picture of her in the PR, not on the products, is very, I'm in a field and it's soft, you know, and like, I'm in a blanket, you know, it's all very warm and welcoming and calming. And whereas you see like about face and it's like, you know, in your face.
Edges.
And there's neon. Shine. Green. Yeah. And it's like that. And I think to have her, I get what you mean. Like, it's like, so it's her brand, but where is she kind of thing? But then I think sometimes with some brands, I'm like, step back a little bit because some people don't like you.
Let's talk about a little bit more skincare. So James, I understand that you've tried the Human Race line from Pharrell, which we touched on earlier. So what are your thoughts? What are your fave products?
Yeah. So this was actually a brand that I was right in there. The moment it launched, I was like, yes, because we all want to be as ageless as him. And I think this, again, like when we're comparing it to JLo Beauty, the launch of that, this felt so right. And the timing, I don't know, like, I think he could have launched whenever and the timing would have been right, you know, because he is him. But the way he talked about this as well, it's like, I worked with my dermatologist. This is the type of stuff we do. And we worked on these amazing products we think you'd love. Not, this is what I use all the time. It's my secret, you know, it's like, this is new innovative skincare that we think you're going to love. I don't think they're as user-friendly as a initial launch should be. So, for example, we have, what one is it? This one. The Lotus Enzyme Exfoliator. So you have 8% glycolic acid, so an exfoliating acid, as well as 2% fruit acid. So it can be a little bit intense. I think it's a leave on your face for 2 minutes once a week kind of exfoliator. But I have seen a lot of reviews, people overuse this basically.
Right.
They come out red and, you know, barriers destroyed. As far as a whole line goes, you've got a cleanser, an exfoliator, a moisturizer, which, not including sunscreen because they're difficult to make, I think is a perfect launch. The standout, however, for me, has to be the moisturizer. What's it called? Humidifying cream. Here we go.
Ooh, plus the packaging is this like great Kelly green color that I've never seen before.
Yeah. So it's recyclable.
It's got
one of the first skincare brands I've seen with Braille on it. Yeah. Oh. It's all recyclable. These little bits come out and you can, like Fenty Skin, you can kind of, I'm scared.
Oh, you can pop them pot.
To repurchase. Oh, yeah.
Tata Harper has that now.
So it's all very eco-friendly as well. Oh, do they?
Yeah, Tata Harper has the refillable pots now for certain moisturizers.
That's
cool.
But this is supposed to mimic humidity, basically. So the idea of how your skin reacts through that. So looking quite dewy and glowy,
But the difference is trapping all that in. So trapping all that moisture and that, I was going to say sweat, isn't that? Not, you don't want to do that. But it's got such a nice, you look at it and you think like, oh, that's a winter moisturizer. Like it's a thick moisturizer. But it actually goes on incredibly light, like into the point where it just like disappears. Oh, yeah. Like you can't even see anything. But it does have this nice, this is not going to sound nice, but like almost like a nice film over your skin to the point where it's not greasy, it's not shiny, but you can feel it's there and protecting you.
I like that. Without being heavy, I like that cocooning feeling.
You can, yeah, you can tell you guys are really, cocooning. You guys are twins because you're double dipping in the same jar of cream.
It's so gross, isn't it? It's so disgusting. Never in my life would I do that. In it. I'm not even sure the preservative system in this, but
I'm clean.
We washed our hair. But I think it's great. I think the cleanser as well is a nice rice exfoliating like powder enzyme.
I love like a rice powder exfoliator. Yeah. I think those are so great for so many people's skin, just as like a gentle alternative to what you could be using, you know.
I think a lot of people, when they think of these, they think of like a scrub. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when people do have a scrub, they scrub because they feel like you're meant to. So this has obviously like such a fine rice powder that you do gently massage and it just kind of disappears. Like it sinks.
It, does it foam like up just even?
Dissolves super quick. A little bit. Yeah. A tiny, tiny bit. But I just think as a whole line, I think it's, as I said, he could have launched it whenever.
Yeah.
He's got all the right ideas. The fact that they launched as a collaborative effort with a dermatologist means a lot as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not dermatologist approved, it's made by, you know.
It's something, he did something right because it's still sold out.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
On the website. You can't buy anything.
Yeah.
And it's been that way every time I look at the website, it's sold out. So I don't know if, like, are they just not making it anymore? I don't know. I don't get it.
Can I just say that there's been so many brands launched in the last year or so with the name Human in it?
Yes.
Like, there's Hey Humans from Jada Pinkett Smith that just launched. That's another celebrity brand. There's Human Race from Pharrell. Carlene, what's that sunscreen you like? Everyday Humans?
Yeah. Everyday Humans.
Humans.
Yeah.
It sounds like earthy, but not
earthy and clean.
Yeah.
But I'm so confused about, is this a trending?
There's these
topic?
Massive trend reports. You know, have you ever been to one of those trend? I can't remember. I used to get invited by some company and it was like this big trend report of what was going to be happening for the next few years. And it was like words, colors, ideas, places, like all this stuff. And I feel like
Pantone,
that's what happened, right? And people go into a boardroom.
Like a think tank.
Like, so here are the words you should probably choose from. And they're like, yeah, human. Let's go with
human.
That. It's for everyone. Yeah. But I think on that note, like I can't help but to compare to Alicia Keys Soul Care, which I have been using because I do think it's really smart that some of these celebrities are going beyond makeup and getting into skincare and especially self-care. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about capitalizing on a moment. And I love Alicia Keys. So I would never hate on her for anything, but I do think you see that very deliberate, intentional, like this is what makes sense right now. This is an opportunity. Like it's soul care. You're all about soul. Your music's all about soul. Let's do a self-care line, you know?
Yeah.
And I think she was really smart about it because her line is also dermatologist developed, which I think is great. And then I'm using the candle right now.
Oh,
see, this, I love a candle.
It
with skin.
It's so nice. It's $38 for that one. It's sage and oat milk. And the thing about candles for me is like, I love the diptyques and all that, like everybody else, but I do sometimes find them overpowering.
Same.
Where I'm just like, you know, I just
and headache.
Like, it gets a bit cloying, and they're so beautiful, and I want to love them so much, but sometimes I need to literally blow it out. Like I've just had enough. And I feel like this candle I could have burning all day. It's so just light and soft and not cloying at all. So highly recommend that one's $38.
Love it.
And then the transformation cream I've been using. I'm holding it here. And it is quite small. It's only $30 US, which I think is great, but it's also only 1.76 ounces or 50 grams.
Yeah, that's small for that price.
I feel like for a night cream, what is clearly a night cream is it's very small. Like, I've only been using it for a week and I'm a third of the way through it. And so I do think that is kind of like, okay, let's get it to be at this price point. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, but then we have to make it smaller to get there. You know, I don't, this is like editor's criticism hat, but anyways, it has ceramides in it and hyaluronic acid, which we know is great for hydration and barrier repair. And of course, I'm also like lazy slash busy and I'm like a professional tester now. So I just put this on and was using it for a week. And yesterday I was kind of sitting in the sun and I was like, why is my chin like kind of burny? I don't get it. Like, I'm not using any acids right now. Like, I just could feel, you know, like a little stinging. And then sure enough, today I'm getting my notes ready and I'm like, oh, it has bakuchiol in it. Like, that's why. So I think it's interesting that my expectation was that it was just going to be like, it's the self-care line. It's just going to be like ceramides and hyaluronic acid and maybe, I don't know, like olive oil or something. But no, it actually has. I think that was smart that it actually does something. And then I also, so she came out with those two products plus this obsidian roller. And I did use that this morning, even though this is more of a night product. And I did actually enjoy the cream much more when I took the time to use the obsidian roller. Mm. I was very deliberate. I got this card that came with it. And it's like, they said to take the time and think about the affirmation that's on each product, you guys. So the transformation cream, it says, I welcome all circumstances as catalysts for change. And, you know, as I was rolling with this roller, I was like thinking about something that really bothered me last week. And I was like really sad and mad at the world. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting thought, actually. You know, that's a really positive way of thinking about things. And I was like, I love my life. And you
I'm
know,
rolling. I'm changed.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I love
that.
It worked.
It's like a whole experience. That's so Alicia Keys.
It worked, yeah.
That's very Alicia Keys. Candle and affirmations. Yeah.
But you know what? I did, because at first I was like, this cream, it's like, eh, it's okay. It's okay. But once I used it with the obsidian roller, I was like, oh, I actually feel like I'm seeing more even results and like it actually did something. And that's, of course, the idea. Yeah. Not only is it cooling and feels nice, but the idea is meant to be that you're getting enhanced absorption and you're getting more accelerated benefits. So, and it's only $25 because these rollers, we know they're optional, guys, but a lot of times they're expensive and it's good quality. Like, it's handmade.
I've had a jade roller before.
Yeah.
And the actual roller bit has like sprung out.
I know.
Right. This is good quality for $25.
Yeah.
For a handmade, like each one's unique. So, yeah.
Love it. Okay.
I think I'm going to get that. Okay. It's sold to me.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, we need to talk about, I know we're running out of time. We want to do our chat on your show, but for a second, let's talk about Bravo celebrities because I'm a huge Bravo fan. And we know that Lisa Rinna has just come out with her own line. Like every housewife has their own line. I just got an email yesterday about Tamara Judge coming out with this like CBD line. But I think Lisa Rinna has definitely been on the forefront of this. So she's actually on the cover of Women's Wear Daily Beauty Inc. magazine this month. And I personally think that she's one of the only people in Hollywood who could give Kris Jenner a run for her money in terms of hustle.
Yes.
And, you know, her daughter is now dating Scott Disick and she's got the housewives and the whole thing. So have you tried her line?
I have. I love Lisa Rinna. During lockdown, me and my partner started watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and she was one of our favorite people on there. And of course, why not lipstick? She's, you know, famous for her lips. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start off with packaging because it's the only thing I was disappointed in. Right. And it does, I mean, don't you think it looks like every other...
It's sensible.
It's very, at the moment, and I think you can tell. It is sensible. That's very true. Ooh, you can tell when a brand is a little bit more.
Nude colored like pumps.
I just see a lot of brands that come out with this combination. The lipstick looks like this, and the gloss looks like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Same packaging, just different colors. Yeah. Magnetic lipstick. It's all fine. Very practical. You know, like you said, sensible. The products are really, really nice. So, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a fan of Lisa Rinna. I think she has really nice glosses. The way she's done it, you can buy it in bundles, or you can buy them individually, is a great way to do it also. But the colors,
it's nice that the lipstick doesn't exactly match the gloss and the gloss doesn't exactly match the pencil. And you have that kind of option to mix and match a little bit more. Okay. I think it's really nice. The formula of the gloss is comfortable. It's not sticky. It feels a little bit more watery. And the lipstick as well isn't drying. It's very, very comfortable on the lip. And just, it's a good lipstick and a good gloss. Is it like groundbreaking? Like, oh my God, I've never experienced this. Mm-hmm. Not really, no. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of potential there to do more stuff. And I think it'll be nice to see what she does. And I know she has her QVC connection as well. I don't know if they sell it on QVC, do you think?
Not yet. As far as I know, I did look that up because I'm sure that's imminent.
Yeah. But this is a good start. It's a really nice, there's nothing disappointing about it other than the packaging. But that's just me. I'm sold on packaging alone.
Yeah.
It could be a brick in nice packaging. I'd be like, I need that brick.
Yeah.
And you know, and that would be me all over. But this is a nice start. I really, really like the products from Serena.
And Lisa, you can just send the check directly to
Robert. Yes. Right?
Yeah. Robert. We'll be just watching what you do. Yeah.
Before we wrap up, I'm just going to give a little shout out to the Dolly Parton fragrance because I got a little sample to try.
Oh, yes.
And so it's called Scent from Above, obviously. And it has, I don't have the bottle in front of me, but it's basically like a square glass pink bottle. And then the cap is a huge butterfly. So definitely a lot of mass appeal with this one, I would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she has a really interesting marketing strategy. It's the same company that did Cher's fragrance is doing hers. And you can buy this sample size, which is, I think, 3 ml on her site for $10. And then if you want to purchase the full size later, they'll put that $10 investment, so to speak, toward the purchase of the full size. So I've never actually seen somebody do that before. So I think that was kind of interesting. So it's got mandarin in it, black currant, pear, and then the base is like sandalwood, musk, tonka bean, amber, and patchouli. And so I've been wearing it now for about 4 hours, and I wore it yesterday.
It sounds very...
Go ahead.
Sorry, it sounds very Jo Malone. Like, that's very much like their ingredients, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but then you see the bottle, and you're like, oh no. Like, it's not...
It's not Jo Malone. It's more like white diamonds.
Exactly. That kind of... That's exactly what I was thinking, Carlene. I was like, this is genius of her. And she said that the truth is that she's been blending her own scent for years, and it's a combination of bath oils, powders, and perfumes that have become my signature, and it's known everywhere I go. So now I'm happy to bottle it and share it with all of you. I guess I can picture her having one of those like big puffs, you know, with the scented body powder and like putting it all over between her boobs and stuff. So I think that she's taken
but
the
you
whole
know what?
Notion.
I bet you that I would like her personal blend that she would do at home better than what's in that butterfly bottle.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I bet. Yeah. Because I still think with the perfume market, when you get those marketers behind it and they start doing stuff and you're like, wait, why does this Miu Miu fragrance smell like something totally different? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you would think that it should be, because there's always that push to make it mass, to make it appeal to so many people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It says, now she introduces the signature fragrance where flower blossoms, rhinestone hearts, and playful butterflies transport us to a place where everything is possible. So,
I love
if
her.
I could have a job in another life, it would be writing fragrance press releases and press kits. But anyway, that's just a little sneak
peek. I hope her
next
one is called Jolene, and it's a little bit dirty.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yes. I was hoping for something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's that. It's coming out in July. So a little sneak peek. So before we wrap this up, let's talk about the celebrity, like, sort of blue sky idea. Who doesn't have a line that you think should?
What I'm waiting for is a K-pop idol to come out with a dedicated skincare line and not just be the face of a brand.
Genius.
Because South Korean skincare is known for being innovative, introducing the rest of the world to all these amazing ingredients that we've heard of, but not used as the key ingredient in products, you know? And it's a thing for K-pop idols to be the face of a brand. But a lot of record companies in Korea have their own makeup lines, like Moonshot is a huge one. I want to see a girl group, I don't know how many people this would appeal to right now, like Blackpink, to come out, who have reached over to the US and a little bit of Europe, to have their own dedicated skincare line. Mm-hmm. I just think it's the right time.
That totally makes sense. So Cody, you can cut the check to James on that one.
Again, thank you. We made so much money on this podcast.
This is free consulting. This should be downloaded many, many times.
Yeah, right?
How about you?
I think I see, and I'm thinking maybe not this year, but maybe next year, I am waiting for typical straight man beauty.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm thinking we have this like war paint. Oh, to whatever it is, all this, you know, men's makeup, which is just really poorly made makeup,
to be honest,
packaged in like camouflage. I'm waiting for men, Harry Styles, like that kind of energy. Maybe not him in particular, but that kind of like androgynous, open, really modern kind of male, modern male, I say that in quotes again, to be like, okay, let's try this makeup thing. You know, I think that would be a step that is going to happen. I think give it 2-3 years.
Yeah. More effortless, not for him, for her.
Right, exactly.
Well, you look at that Harry Styles sweater thing, and I mean, it's like, they somebody has probably approached him with a beauty contract. And if not, like, so cut the check to Robert on that one.
Yeah, just call it
whoever. I'll give my address out to anyone.
Yeah,
just call it human blank, and we'll figure it out. I don't know. The only person right now that I would like to see a beauty line from, because I'm obsessed with her, is Dua Lipa. But it's not probably for forever and ever. But I love her vibe. I love her aesthetic, and I just think she's mad cool. So love her.
Yeah. And I was gonna say on the male tip, The Rock. I feel like The Rock could sell
shampoo.
Maybe not shampoo, but
maybe not.
But it's maybe true. Like a scalp, something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he also, he has incredible skin, and he has proven to have so much wide appeal, right? Like, he's been a wrestler, he's an actor.
Absolutely.
He has his own TV show on now that's like hit. It's called Young Rock. It's about his life growing up. So he's got like the Moana.
Needs, like, a bro brand, you know, some kind of
deodorant. Yeah.
Like, cause I feel like the whole marketing skincare to males, like bros, has been just I just think it's not successful and modern. And I feel if he had the right team, like a dermatologist behind him or something, and they elevated it just a bit, he would just sell that for days and days, along with tequila and everything else.
Amazing. Okay, thank you both so much for giving us all of your insights. We had so much fun today, and be sure to catch us over on the Double Cleanse podcast. We're guests this week, talking about all of the iconic moments that we think are the most influential in the beauty world today. So check us out there. Thanks, Robert and James.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.